Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Amber and Lacey got you feeling all right. Lacey said because she can't beat Amber in a fight. It's the Amber and Lacey and Amber show.
I'm going to give you a chance to retract that statement.
I fully retract that statement.
Thank you.
Just talking mess.
I love to talk mess, you guys.
Everybody, Amber is a weakling and she knows it.
Okay, and here's proof. Lacey and I went to the gym. And
did we say this on the podcast already?
I think you did, but it bears repeating.
Y'all, I did one sit-up and I screamed and Lacey was like, do we need to go to the hospital? And I said, no. And then I held my stomach as she walked me to the car.
Guys, yeah. And I should have taken her to the hospital. And I was wrong. I shouldn't have listened to my baby sister. I should have just been the bigger person and made her go, because she should have gone.
Guys, what a mess. What are they going to do? Nothing you can do for being old.
She got olditis is what she has.
Olditis. We try
it was
so
half
hard.
Of a sit-up. It was half of a sit-up, guys.
Oh, I screamed like that. But that's how people scream in the gym. They do.
Yeah, grown men and women. When they're lifting stuff.
Which is so funny. I always thought that was stupid until guess what? You got to pick up 100 pounds. Then you grunting like a man. But that was my problem. I didn't. I wasn't careful when it was time to lift heavy things. I just lifted like I was 20, which I basically am.
Your form was okay.
My form.
We gotta work on
sexy.
Your form, guys. I wouldn't say it was sexy in any way, but she needs to work on her form. We're gonna get her there, everyone. Don't worry. Don't write in. I love to say write in. Don't write in.
Don't figure out
Put
how to write in.
Put your pens down.
Don't send a
scribbling.
Letter to me.
Do
I'll be
not
terrified.
Send a letter.
I can't think of anything scarier to receive.
Amber's address is 2221 Jackson Street. That's where she lives.
From a stranger. Sounds horrible.
You love strangers' letters and don't lie.
Guys, Lacey, how you doing, bud?
First of all, this New York weather is for the birds. And I don't say for the birds. I think it's a dumb statement. But anyway, it's dry. I have to slather on 800 pounds of moisturizer. And this morning, I woke up with a bloody nose. My nose is dry. My lips are dry. Everything is dry.
Yeah, it's dry. It's not normal.
I don't like it here.
I just got back from LA and I was like, I forgot. You could just be a warm, happy guy. I came back here. I was like, what?
It's a lot of snow.
It's a lot of snow.
Oh. Yeah, so I don't know about this.
No, you like it.
I don't know about this, everyone.
A lot of bad things have happened.
Oh.
I forget the first one, but the second one is, I think my car is dead. Okay. I think he might have died.
He did
now,
die. R.I.P.
For those of you who have tuned in before, you know that my car, a mouse made his home in the car.
Lord.
And then like mm-hmm. in the engine.
Yeah.
And we lifted the hood of the car and it was like someone emptied out a pillow into the engine.
Where did this mouse get off? He was running around the neighborhood only collecting the finest. That's why I respected this mouse. Because you thought there was going to be twig. He had silk. Cotton,
truly the fluffiest.
It looked very comfortable. White.
Oh, Lord. But anyway, through whatever, the car, I think, is now dead and it cannot be started, which would be fine, but it's inside of the garage.
Yeah. So please, our address again is 224 Jackson Street. Can
it.
You come get this car out of the garage?
But we will be calling someone later today.
Yeah. To get it out of there.
You got
to
get it out of there. What you going to do?
It's dead.
It's dead. So we would happily take a sponsorship from
Midas.
From Midas. From Carvana when I got to buy a new car.
Yeah.
Guys, get a hold of us.
Mm-hmm.
So, what was the second bad thing that happened
to you?
I don't remember.
Mm. Oh, someone.
I fucking left my computer on the plane when I was coming home from the Emmys.
So, if anyone finds a laptop on a plane,
dang,
come bring it to our house.
Stop inviting people over.
Then you can have dinner.
We'll but hey, you bring me that laptop, you can have some dinner. come on over, bud, because you will be helping me out. But yeah, I did that. I can't believe I did.
And
that.
They never contacted you, did
and
they?
Of course, JetBlue has not contacted me.
Someone has your.
Someone very well may have my laptop, and that is too bad. I think we're going to be okay because I have my old laptop. The only bad thing about my old laptop. Was that you can't charge it really. Now you can take the charger. You can plug it into the laptop. That's fine.
But you got to make a wish.
But you got to make a wish. Because that motherfucker is saying, oh yeah, I'm charging. And then guess what? It dies. Because it was never charging. No, it was just telling you it was charging.
It's a whole lie.
It feels the charger in there. So it acts like it is charging. Yet it receives no charge. And those are all my problems.
That and the lady sitting next to me, who is too beautiful.
Oh, well,
we know why true. You don't want me next to you. People compare.
It's the smell.
But if you were to compare the way we look today,
I lose.
I got ready and someone did not.
I went and did blood work at the doctor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I wish I had a car. And I think you know why. So that I could go to the Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, no.
Man, I was in that Uber today, driving past Cheesecake Factory. I was like, I guess I can't tell this lady to drop me off at the Cheesecake Factory.
No, you can't.
Because I want to so bad. Okay. Lacey, what else has been happening?
Well, nothing much.
Okay, so I went, Lacey, the light on your phone is on.
You know what? That is none you are the oldest, of your damn business.
Oldest person on earth.
It just happened when I touched the phone. But what's more embarrassing is when you are just in a store,
right.
at the mall, in
That's
a restaurant, right. some young person some comes child. Up and goes, ma'am, mind your own business, Peter.
Also, tell me how to turn it off because I don't quite know.
Happens all the time. Got a flashlight on your hip at all times. You never
at
know.
At all times. Watch out. What's happening over there? I know everything. I see all. I'm the beacon.
It happens to old people a lot. It happens. That's what I knew. I was officially old when strangers were just like, let me tell this lady her light's on.
I need to change the font on my phone because I can't read that bitch. And every text I send has a misspelling in it. Not because I'm stupid, which I am, but because I can't see what I am sending. It's the shape of the word I wanted. So I'm pressing send. You get it.
It's the shape. This woman truly does not care. I am the same way. I can't read my font all the time. And I've got it on the highest one.
Dang.
Yeah. Next, I'm going bold, and that'll be bad.
That's my future.
Your text is going to be bold. Yeah, mine's on the very highest one.
Oh,
we need readers. And so I told Amber, we're going to create our own business called What Amber? Sexy readers. We need readers, but the readers are ugly, and this is why people don't want to read, won't want to use them,
and it's why people don't want to read. Frankly, you guys, this week, well, last week, I went to the Emmys, and it was the most fun I've ever had in my entire life.
Did you see how she didn't lead with that? No one fucking cares about your laptop or your car. You should have led with, I went to the Emmys. I was trying to be over here quiet and not say nothing.
But my problem, my problems are important.
Amber Ruffin went to the Emmys. Okay, continue, please.
So look at my Instagram and prepare to be blown away. Okay, because it was gorgeous. The April and Justy did my makeup and hair, and I shouted, look at how I look. I couldn't help it. I couldn't stop shouting it. And every time I pass myself in the mirror, I go, oh my God. So take a look at this. Okay. And then take a look at what they did.
They really
got in there. I'll tell you. Oh. I mean, look, I'm great. But they can make look like anything. So yeah. They got that out of this. Mm-hmm. They're miracle workers.
Miracle whip.
And that's everything we have to say.
No, right? It's not.
I was on the red carpet.
Thank you. Gosh. Golly gee willikers.
Okay, I was at the fun party before. That's the evening before. That's the best party. Sorry, everything else. Also, next year, please invite me to all your parties. It's the only reason I fly across the country. Then I got to do red carpet coverage for E! And okay. That was super fun. And I got to do it with two fashion babies, Xana and Zuri. And that made me Zamber. Then we went to the Emmys proper. And that was fun. And then we went to the Governor's Ball. And then we went to the Apple TV party.
That's it. That's all you do.
That's it. I also sat in a really nice hotel. And that's what I like. All right, everyone?
Okay. You've said enough now. Thank you.
What?
You should have started with that.
But your mama started with it. Hey, everyone. This is the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show. Guess what we're doing now? We're taking a break. I love you. See you in one unit of time.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Stadtsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
everyone. You know what we haven't done in a long time? Press these buttons.
1 minute at a time.
We're back with the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show, with a new segment we call Please Slide Out of Lacey's DMs.
Please.
We are going to read you some of Lacey's actual DMs. She's on the apps.
But
am I allowed to say that?
I need to state this though.
Oh.
It's not just the dating apps I get. I get the little Facebook Messenger. I get the Instagram messages. Guys, first of all, you're really doing a bad job if you're leaving me an Instagram message because I'm not going to see it for 26 weeks. Yeah. Don't message me. I don't care. I'm not going to respond to you. I don't care. That's not how you reach me. It's never going to happen.
It sounds pretty difficult. Though I opened one Instagram message years ago and it was something I can't even mention.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it. I don't care.
I was like, oh, I don't.
I've never seen a name I don't know. I don't want to see your penis. I'm just not going to do it. No, why you guys think we want to see that?
But if you send your penis.
No, there's no but.
Look. Please don't. I don't want to see it. No one does. But if you do, like, don't be mad. Why are you mad about it?
What?
One guy sent a picture of his penis and was like, you will never get this.
Oh.
How dare you? Yeah, like really, really mad. But like, mad as if I had just said, please, Thomas, show me your
wiener. I've never gotten a mad penis pic.
Well, then you never said fuck Trump on television.
Oh,
this is what you do. Because
I was like, what are they mad about? They just start mad?
No. Yeah, no, they start.
I'll get the fake penis pic. Like, sir, that's not your penis.
What?
People take pictures off of porn sites.
And then send them to you and go, look at my penis.
Yeah. Like, sir, that's not your
bless
that's
America. Not your penis, but whatever. Jeez Louise, that's bad.
Don't
dude.
Care. Yeah. Look, now I've just told people what to do.
Please don't. Guys, don't.
Don't do it. We don't want to see it. And what we're going to do, and if it is your penis, I'm already sharing that picture so that we can laugh at it. So don't do that unless you want to get laughed at. Okay. There's too many to share. But I got this one because I was like, was this Amber?
What?
Someone sent me, they were a plumber. Amber, what did they say? I'm just going to let Amber finish this. What did they, their profession was a plumber. Uh-huh. Their very first message was what?
Let me lay that pipe.
Let me snake your drain. Uh-oh. Sir, that was lame, but I was like, Amber would appreciate this
I like
humor.
It.
Stop it. No.
I think you should marry him.
Okay. See, no. I can't have you supporting these messages.
I like it a little bit.
No.
I mean, I just, yeah. That's yeah. an adult. That's
and it's,
an adult.
It's everyone. I was getting upset at some people that were asking me, well, what are you, why would he send that to you? What did you say? Everyone, you need to understand, these are greetings. These are the hellos. There's no back and forth banter. There's no, we've been talking for 3 days.
Yeah.
These are first contact messages that I'm getting. So it's not like I've been talking to them. We've developed some type. No. This is how they're coming at you. They're coming in hot and they need to stop.
Coming in hot.
One of the very first messages said, and we need to discuss this because some people are like, well, at least they were honest. Can I get a freaking hell? There's always the hello, good morning. I feel like you should at least start off with that.
Grand rising queen.
Thank you. Wakanda forever. Something. This man sent me, hello, I'm looking for a consistent sex partner.
Oh.
Not even a hello. I'm looking for a consistent sex partner.
Well,
how do you feel about that message, Amber?
I feel like honesty is the best policy. A consistent sex partner.
Now, most of the time I do not respond, but every once in a while I do like to help him out. And I said, you went from nothing to sex partner in 1 second.
Yeah.
Sir, I don't know you. I don't know what you wanted me to respond. Oh, I'm looking for one too. I don't know you, so I don't want to be your sex partner. I don't know who you are.
Are we calling them sex partners?
Well, and that's letting me know what he wants. He didn't say girlfriend, relationship. He said sex partner. So
I'm looking for a sex partner.
Yeah.
We're
consistent sex partner.
Oh, sorry. I'm looking for a consistent.
At least he doesn't want a one night stand. He wants regular sex.
Consistently. Lacey, that's very bad. And to just to close the loop, you did in fact end up dating this guy for how long?
No, we never met him. Just sent back. So one gentleman, this was maybe two messages we sent. He said, "Hi, my name is Bill." I said, "Hi, I'm Lacey." He said, "Yeah, I have kids. Do you have kids?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "What is the name and age of your daughter?"
Lacey, nope. That's not fair.
Nope. Why would you need her name? Amber don't know nothing about this dating life. I'm not giving you the name of my child, and you don't need to know the age because that's none of your business. I would never ask a man what that is. A red flag. We're 2 seconds in. No, because you've asked more about her than you have of me. That's creepy.
He knows and your you name to, and age.
You don't need to know that. There's no reason.
How old is your daughter?
Yes. Yes. I mean, that's the feeling I got. I guess that's true. Thank goodness I don't have any kids.
Mm-mm.
I'd be like, get in the back of the van, honey.
I don't know. You would not give that out.
Oh, okay.
No, you wouldn't give it out.
Yeah, I don't. Like,
no, I'm not telling you my daughter's 7 and her name is Emily. That's not true. But that's just, no. Okay.
Yuck.
One of the most interesting ones I just got. Just got this one. I'll show you the pictures too.
Oh.
It was a picture of a guy, but he's with, obviously, his twin brother. And I was like, why is he showing both of them? But a lot of people do that. A lot of people will only send you group pictures, and then you have to guess where this person is in the picture, which is odd.
That's stupid.
I need to see a picture of you.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, he's just showing. He had 3 pictures. And I was like, oh, he's just showing that he's a twin. Nope. His first message was, can we have you?
No!
Oh, no. And I'll show you that one.
No,
sir. You need to be on a different site.
No,
this is just Match. This is
no
Match
incest.com.
Yeah.
Oh my
Can
God.
Can we have you?
Can we have you? Oh no. Yuck, Lacey. That's terrifying.
Yep.
No
I'm out
way.
Here on the. I'm out here on these apps, guys.
That sounds really bad, Lacey.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't think everyone should be sliding into Lacey's DMs like
Please
that.
Please don't. I don't want you on here. But yeah, that's... I was trying to show you a picture, but I'll just have to... We'll have to go back.
Describe how they look.
They were gorgeous. They were gorgeous guys. Obviously, this is working for him, guys. This is working for him.
Oh, my God.
They looked really good.
Yuck, they're brothers.
But no way. No, that's... I'm not about that life.
Okay, imagine.
That's not going to be me.
You get there.
What?
You get there. Let's just try on this idea for 1 second. Okay, everyone? 2024, the year of open-mindedness.
No.
You get there. The two brothers, they take turns. Talking to you.
Oh, okay. You scared me. Absolutely not.
You kiss one, okay?
No.
You kiss the other.
No.
And then they kiss each other.
Yeah.
That's 1,000% what's going to happen.
That's what I... Yeah.
God absolutely. Bless America.
Yeah.
This is like that episode of... I can't. This is too gross. I'm too gross. No, fuck it. This is like that episode of Black Mirror when those two guys... we're fucking in that video game, but they're best friends. But when they're out of the video game, they act normal. But when they play the video game, they have sex with each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's what these twins are doing. But I think they act normal until they get a woman and then they just make out with each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's how they've convinced themselves that they're normal. Guys, I did not want this to be what this podcast is. Welcome to the grossest things you've ever heard in your life with Lacey and Amber.
Yeah.
That's so fucking gross, man.
I'm so mad that I have a picture of him. I'll have to look at this later. Okay. But yeah. Can we have you? And I was just like, it's not what I
can.
I did give them a message saying you're in the wrong place. I said, there is something out there for your kink. You need to be on that site. There's a site for everything. This was not it.
Yeah.
No,
I know we're not supposed to judge kinks, but
no.
I do.
I'm not kink shaming.
Okay, sorry.
Sorry.
I'm incest. Sorry.
Yeah,
I'm judging it. It's
that
gross.
Was bad.
It's gross and bad.
That was bad.
Sorry, guys.
You're absolutely
right. Try just one little bit harder.
Just look out of the window.
Mm-hmm.
Pick one of those people. Yeah, it's tough on the apps.
Another one that I thought maybe Amber would have been behind. This is a bad joke. This is bad. It's an older white guy. And he sent me a message saying, hey, I'm salty, looking for pepper.
Oh, okay.
No, sir.
No, wait.
I don't like your delivery. I'm not the pepper.
Let me see.
No, I'm not the pepper.
Are
that
you
he's
a little bit of pepper?
No, no.
How did he look?
Like grandpa, like Santa Claus. What are you talking about? He looked like Santa Claus. He's nobody's type. No one looks at Santa and they're like, Santa's a fine ass man. No one's looking at Santa. And that's just how he looked. Again, you're on the wrong site. You're in the wrong place, guy.
That's not
you're
nice,
in the wrong
Lacey.
Place.
What? Santa's just looking for a little pepper.
No, I'm not. No.
He said, I'm salty.
Looking for a little pepper. At least he didn't say pepper. Would have been more offended if he would have.
At least
it
he
out
didn't say P E P P A, like Peppa Pig.
Yeah.
And that would
well, I love Peppa Pig. If he would have said that, maybe I would have called him.
Oh, all right.
Who doesn't love Peppa Pig?
I don't want to be compared to a pig.
Peppa Pig's cute. If you were to be compared to a pig, it's either Penelope or Peppa Pig.
Who's Penelope?
Off of the movie Penelope. I think that's the name of it.
What movie is that?
We don't have time for that.
Yeah. So, okay. Those were some failed conversation starters. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Here are some good conversation starters. Conversation starter number one. Hello. How are you today? Great. Great job.
Yeah.
100%.
Or even a hello. You don't got to get hello. Hello. You don't have to add sex. You don't have to add anything onto that. It just keep it simple.
So then here's a good way to open a conversation. Hi, did you have a good week? Here's a bad way to open a conversation. Hi, I have a butt. Look at it. That's back. And can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a good way to open a conversation. Hey, the weather, huh? It's pretty icy. Staying safe? Here's a bad way to open a conversation. Look at my butt. Here it is for you. That's bad. It's bad, okay? We don't want to see it.
We're just helping you out.
Okay, I'm to the point where I've downloaded some apps, but I'm too scared. I'm clicking around on them, but... oh my God! Okay, so... I didn't know this. Guys, it's been 15 years, and that's not an exaggeration. 15 years since I have been on a date. 15. I downloaded an app. I clicked on this person's profile, and there are pictures. And then there are pictures where they won't show you what the pictures are. They're like blurry pictures, and it's like, send a message to see these pictures.
Oh.
So then I...
What?
That person had liked me, and then I liked the person. Then I asked for permission to see the pictures, and then they did not let me see the pictures. Time goes by. I rarely look at the app I'm on. It's too scary. I realize the pictures are naked pictures, and you're asking to see them naked.
Yeah.
God damn, I'm old. I was like, what the fuck? I just thought it was more pictures.
We'll talk
pictures
about
are
later
fun.
What the hell you're on. I don't know what that... I've never had that before, ever. And I would never ask someone to show me what's behind that blur.
It's naked. I just thought it's more pictures.
It's nakedpictures.com.
Don't you want to talk to me?
I cannot believe.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, man. Guys, being on apps is not fun.
No. It's entertaining at times.
That's true.
It's very entertaining, but it's also very gross.
Just like Lacey.
And then you get impatient texters, impatient messengers. And I just had one yesterday. I think he texted me at like 4:15. Hey, where'd you move from? Because I said I was new to the area. And I want to say 2 minutes later.
Oh, but that was our opportunity to sing
it. Oh. Guys, I have the best song. But anyway, we'll do it another time.
We'll do it another time.
He texted me at 4:15, you know, where are you from? And 4:17, he's yelling at me.
What?
Hello? He said, really? And then what else did he say? And, oh, exclamation points. Oh, I've blocked him now, but he was like, hurry up and answer. I just asked you a question.
Oh,
I giggled a long time. And then I just said, there's no time limit on when I get back to you. And you cannot be upset at this. And now I'm blocking you. I mean, it went from, oh, you know, hi, how are you? We went back just a few times, you know. Hello, how are you? Hello, how are you? Blah, blah. Oh, I'm just new to the area. Oh, where'd you move from? Hurry up and answer. Well, that's what it said. Well, in all caps. Oh. Exclamation point, question mark, question mark.
Whoa.
Okay. Controlling much and angry much. No, thank you.
I'm going to rebrand him as a passionate guy who loves attention.
Yeah, you can't get angry.
He got mad.
He got so mad. And it was literally like 2-3 minutes.
I don't think people are embarrassed enough when they get mad. After I've been mad in public, I feel embarrassed. I don't think people feel embarrassed like they should.
No. And he's doing that to everyone he talks to. He's letting them know, you got a time limit when you talk to me.
Dang. That's messed up.
Put that in your profile. You have a 3-minute response time or I'm out of here or you're going to get cussed out. Okay, oh, sir. No. Do what you want to do. I'm 50. It takes me that long to think about what I'm going to walk to the kitchen. See me walk to the kitchen. Amber's seen it. Takes a long time.
It takes a minute, guys.
Yeah. Takes a long time.
In our defense, it's far from the couch.
It's far from the couch. And if I have to get up to get a glass of wine, it's going to take me a minute.
Yeah.
Do not have time for this.
Sorry, everyone. So those are the two rules we've gotten so far is don't get mad, okay?
You cannot.
And no wieners. Just no wieners.
I am going to say this, though. I cannot say don't get mad. I need to see you're crazy. Let's not say crazy. Don't put that on there. I need to see who you truly are. So
show me your
not,
butt.
Show your ass. If me not responding to you in 3 minutes is going to set you off, set it off. This is the place to do it. This is the place to show me that you might go off on me in public. You might try to lay your hands on me. I need to see all of that anger. I need to see your real self because that's what this is all about.
Yeah.
So you really can't get mad. You're just like, oh, okay. You just screamed. You just had a temper tantrum with a stranger. Bye-bye.
I'd be so embarrassed.
Yeah.
I'd be so embarrassed.
Yeah. But you get that a lot. They'll turn on you in 2 seconds if you don't respond fast enough. I've gotten that a million times. Where are you? What? Just answer me. Sir, that's you're not crazy. In love. Are you in love with me? That's an in love. We're in a relationship and you think I'm cheating on you.
Wow.
You can't go there. But that shows you how you are in relationships.
Yeah.
Because now we're dating and I didn't get to the phone fast enough because it rang and it was in the kitchen and I was on the couch and I didn't get to my phone fast enough and now you're trying to cuss me out.
That's wild.
Happens all the time, Amber.
Guys, I'm starting to think boys are bad. Boys are bad and girls rule.
Bad, 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 bad boys.
You make me feel so good.
You know you make me feel so good.
Oh, you
know
you took it to the rap.
That's what I thought you were saying.
No, that's the song from a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can barely remember it.
Because you're just a little baby.
I can only think of the rap song when you sing it.
Well, it's a good song. Can't remember who sang it, though.
I did.
Okay, that's not true.
Guys, 2024, the year of the lies. You can lie as much as you want. Having to date is bad.
It's really bad.
I just think I'm just not going to do it.
It's hard out there.
It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm going to do?
What you going to do?
I'm going to get like a journal.
And that's going to be your life? Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Amber's just going to journal.
The journal is my
from
partner.
From now on.
Yeah.
Okay, have fun with that.
Thanks. I almost said, I'm going to get a cactus, but I'm not going to do that because I don't want it in my house.
Or a cat.
Yuck.
Remember how many times I said we were going to get cats because we're spinsters? We would have had 126 cats by now, guys. 126.
Yuck.
Our house would stink. And I'm sorry.
Guys,
anybody out there that has 120, don't you write in. Don't you call us. Don't you text us and say that the house would. Yes, 126 cats. I know you love cats, but the house is going to stink.
Yuck.
Remember when we had a cat? That's a whole other story. Remember Tiger? From when we were little.
I wasn't born when we had Tiger.
Oh, Tiger. Listen, we loosely had Tiger. Tiger was a neighborhood cat, but when he was around us, we loved him. We gave him food and everything, but he wasn't just our cat.
He was the neighborhood
cat? He was a tomcat. Orange tabby. Tomcat. Just ran the neighborhood.
What?
Mm-hmm. But every once in a while, we would sneak and put him downstairs.
Ooh, and you're not supposed to do that.
We got in so much trouble when they found out that Tiger was downstairs. We loved him.
You can't be having no cat in the freaking house. Mm-hmm. Yuck. In fact, you shouldn't even be in the house.
What?
I'm saying they are very picky about who gets into the house.
My parents are. They don't joke
they
around.
They are. You ain't coming over. Sorry. The list is short. The older they get, the shorter that list gets. You ain't coming over.
It's not happening.
But you know what is happening? This break. When we return from the break, something different than you just heard.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber Show. Right now, we're going to do something a little extra special. We'd like to show you our new segment called That's Rank. That's Rank, baby. Come on, That's Rank. That's Rank. In That's Rank, we take a thing that has different brands, and then we rank that motherfucker. Hmm. So today we will be ranking
fast food restaurants.
Yay! Okay, now this is something that Lacey and I are both experts in.
Mm-hmm.
Because we, and this is true, own several Dairy Queens throughout the country.
Oh, Dairy Queen. Oh, Dairy Queen.
2024 is a year of lying. You can lie as much as you want this year. It's true.
Everybody's doing it.
Can you imagine owning
a Dairy Queen? Man, we do. Listen, man. I'm away 900 pounds.
I know that's right.
And I'm never going to leave it. I'm going to be on the back.
Shit, I'm pushing 800 now.
In a chair.
Actually,
a comfy chair.
You'd be the exact same weight forever because you can't eat all that ice cream.
I can if I eat the lactate first.
Oh, yay!
Thank you. Now I'm going up.
They should sell lactate at Dairy Queen.
They should. You should get a little tablet. Or I don't know why when you try to be good and you go and you get the lactate ice cream, it's only in chocolate and vanilla. They don't get creative with that. And that makes me upset. We would be eating a lot more ice cream if they made every flavor dairy free.
So sorry, everyone. And lactate, but we love you. But
lactate, we love
you. Fucking up.
But you need to
step
get creative.
Up. Yeah. All right, guys. We are going to rank for you the top five titans of the fast food industry. Now, this list is legally binding.
Yeah.
All right. Lacey and I have done a lot of research.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we don't 100% feel the same.
No, we're going to read them off and then we're going to rank them.
We're going to read them off and then we're going to rank them.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I don't trust you.
I don't trust you.
I'm going to read them all and then I'm going to tell you the order that they should be in.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the first one is Taco Bell, Burger King, McDonald's. I should have said numbers, but who cares? Popeyes, Dairy Queen. What is the ranking of them for Lacey Lamar?
Okay, let's just go one by one. Okay, oh, okay, last out of that one.
Last out of that one is McDonald's. And I'm sorry, McDonald's. I love you with all my heart.
Okay.
But it's McDonald's.
Okay, so this is interesting.
This is for me.
You think McDonald's isn't as good as Burger King?
Listen, I don't want McDonald's to do me. Look, why am I whispering? So, because McDonald's is around the corner.
You're whispering
and they can hear
into
us.
A microphone.
I'm like, I don't know. I don't want McDonald's to hear me because they're here. No, Burger King is before McDonald's.
I am so sorry that you are so wrong.
When's the last time your ass has ever been to... You haven't been to McDonald's in 26 years.
But if I had to go eat fast food tomorrow, it would be McDonald's.
Oh, absolutely.
And it would be
not.
The double cheeseburger special.
No, I don't even know who you are
the
anymore.
The French fries at Burger King? I'm sorry, the French fries?
I don't do fries. So I can live without it. Thank you.
Well,
and that burger is no joke at Burger King. That's a real ass burger.
Here's what makes McDonald's superior. They chop up those little onions and then they fry them or wherever those they rehydrate them. Who knows what the fuck those little things are.
Mm-hmm.
But they're the key to yumminess. Burger King does not have that. Only McDonald's does.
McDonald's burgers are a slab of salty grease. And I cannot
That's what eat I wanted.
Them. Once I eat... And guys, this is too much information. I cannot eat a McDonald's burger. I can't. My body goes, absolutely not. And now you're going to pay for it. Every time. And every once in a while, I'll break down and be like, I'm just going to grab this little cheeseburger. And then I'm dying the rest of the day.
But that doesn't happen at Burger King?
No. Because these burgers are grilled. Everybody knows they got them with marks on it. That means they grilled them.
So did the McRib.
It's more, I feel like it's a real burger. As opposed to McDonald's, which is just hope and wishes smushed together.
Okay. So your number five is McDonald's, mm-hmm. but my number five is Burger King.
This, you so-and-so. Okay, that's
Sorry.
Fine.
Lacey's writing this down every
time. I am, because I need to see how stupid my sister's. Okay. Well, I don't agree with that, but they're the same restaurant, just different recipe.
Okay.
Well, what's your... we have Taco Bell, Burger King, McDonald's, Popeyes, Dairy Queen. My next one is Popeyes.
What?
First of all, everybody knows that I don't eat chicken.
Lacey does not
but
like chicken.
But the only reason why it beat McDonald's is because... What did I just eat, Amber, for the first time? I'm late to the party.
Spicy chicken sandwich.
Spicy chicken sandwich wasn't bad. I see why people go crazy. It still didn't touch my soul like it did everybody else.
I didn't have the spicy chicken sandwich until the other day, too. And I didn't have it because I knew that if those people loved it so much, they would crash their cars in fucking drive-thrus and stuff, that I would also be addicted to it. And sure as shit, I had one half of one bite. The food is still in my mouth. And I'm like, this is the best shit I ever had. It was so good. It was so good that I desperately want one now. Mm. Having said that, that is a new love. And I could put it at number four.
Okay. See, you talked about mine, but we feel the same.
No, because you don't think it's the best thing you've ever eaten.
No, it's not. Absolutely
I do
not.
Think it's the best thing I've ever eaten. But it's like, it's not like for food. It's like for you would eat like a...
Yeah.
For it's fun. Like you would eat Cheetos, you know?
Okay.
That's what it is. Like, I wouldn't be like, I feel hungry. Let me go to Popeyes. That's not really what it is. It's like, I want to eat something crazy. Let me go to Popeyes and have a lot of different tastes.
Okay. Well, we matched on the number four.
Okay. And one more time. What are they?
They are Taco Bell, Burger King, McDonald's, Popeyes, and Dairy Queen. Okay.
Okay.
My number three, Amber's going to be mad at this.
No, I think it's the same one.
It's Taco Bell.
I'll kill you!
Guys. Taco Bell has taken away too many of my favorite things. First one being chili cheese burrito. I could eat 25 chili cheeseburgers. And when they took that
they took it away.
They broke my heart.
Oh no.
And now I pull up and I'm lost and it's not the same.
Oh.
Okay. You broke my heart, Taco Bell. Bring back that chili cheese burrito.
Just eat a Mexican
pizza. It's not the same. Oh my God. Stop it.
I love Mexican pizza.
Okay. What is your number three?
My number three. First of all, you're very wrong.
No.
Mm-mm. And I think I have to say my number three.
Don't you say it. I know what you're going to say.
Is, well, wait, what's left? What haven't I used?
You haven't used Taco
Bell. Oh, McDonald's, Taco Bell, and Dairy Queen. Okay, then I have to say third for me is Dairy Queen.
I knew it!
Now, I wish I could put this higher, but I don't think it can be because you can't really eat Dairy Queen.
Mm.
Now, I love Dairy Queen, and I will eat Dairy Queen, but I don't think just because a Blizzard is my dinner doesn't mean that it is America's dinner.
Okay.
But I love a Blizzard so fucking bad. I wish my car worked so I could go get one right now.
Guys, car doesn't work, so we can't go get the Blizzard.
God, I'm so hungry. That's tired okay. ordering.
We could Uber too.
to have the
Notice
experience.
How we did not say DoorDash it to us. We're going to make the guy go to take us to Dairy Queen so we can sit in the driveway.
Ay, ay, ay. You know, I don't use Uber a lot because whenever I think of it, I think of calling someone's dad to come pick me up because that's who comes to pick you up. This is a grown man and he's someone's dad.
Yeah.
I'm like, should he be coming to get me so I could eat a Blizzard?
Yes.
So.
This man don't care what you're doing. He's not judging us. Man, if Uber drivers were judging, they wouldn't pick up anybody.
That's true.
You want me to take you where?
What? Yeah, they're not judging us,
but we should, again, start a service.
Okay.
Called, we're going to judge you. And they pick you up at, where are you going? I ain't taking you to the strip club, bitch.
Here's where you need to go.
Take you to church. And guys, I'm joking. I would take you to the strip club. I don't care. Okay. Number two, I only have Dairy Queen and Burger King left. And I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
My number two is Burger King.
What?
Yep.
You're of the two of us. You put Dairy Queen as number one?
No. You know, I'm just shocked. Jumping, guys. I'm breaking news. I'm jumping right ahead. Look, I'm writing it down like I've got to turn this in. And I did not know that my own sister, she makes me think she could be adopted, does not know about the Dairy Queen burger. The Dairy Queen burger is a real burger.
The Dairy Queen burger once gave me diarrhea.
And that's your own fault. I'm sorry. I could eat that and we might go get a Dairy Queen burger.
Yuck.
The Dairy Queen burger?
Absolutely.
Oh my
not.
God, that cheese. And it's like it is. Somebody is in the back with a charcoal grill grilling that. Amber must have got food poisoning or something, or she did something wrong. She did something wrong because that Dairy Queen burger is good and the fries are good.
I had a Dairy Queen burger maybe like the day that they started, the day that they came out with a burger.
And if you got it from the street, if you got it down on Ames, that was your fault.
No, I got it in Council Bluffs.
Okay, well, then that's really your fault. Yeah. And you should not have done that.
That's true.
Guys, we live in Omaha, Nebraska. So anyway.
Sorry.
You need to try it again because that Dairy Queen burger is life changing. And the fries are not bad.
I can't believe you're doing
this
for
the food. And you can get a dessert. You can get a... It's the complete place. It's the complete fast food.
The dessert is the star.
The Dairy Queen burger again. I love that burger.
Okay, so then I have to say this. My Dairy Queen at number two is worth more than your Dairy Queen at number one. Here's why. I'm not even taking the burgers into account. I'm never going to get
have.
One.
You
I don't want
to have.
No, ice cream pizza, peanut butter parfait.
Ice cream pizza? That's not a thing, is it?
Yes, man.
The peanut butter parfait is my favorite
thing. It's Lacey's
favorite. It's why I can't go there. I would get six and then I would die.
Yeah.
It's that delicious.
It's really delicious. I'm a Blizzard. Oh God, gotta have an M&M Blizzard.
Guys, I think we're going to get a peanut butter parfait.
Guys, we
got to get to Dairy Queen. Please let us be your spokespeople.
Absolutely.
I'll come and work there on Mondays and Fridays. I'll help you guys out.
I'm better at it than them children.
Spilling the ice cream here and there. Okay, Amber, what was your number two?
My number two was Dairy Queen, which is funny because Dairy Queen makes me number two.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. My number... Now, that's a good enough. You want to impress people on the apps. Send them that.
Hey, you're right.
My number one is the best fast food chain in all of America.
Everybody, we know.
My number one favorite. You're allowed to have it whenever you drink. You can have it whenever you pass it. And it also doesn't count. Also, you can have it if you feel like it. It is Taco Bell. Here is how much I love Taco Bell.
Amber loves Taco Bell.
One day, I ordered Taco Bell. And it was an hour late. An hour later, you know, than when it said it would arrive. A sweaty, sad man showed up at my apartment. He took Taco Bell out of a gym bag. This wasn't like, you know, the bag they give them to deliver food in. This was a gym bag from his home. Want to know how I know? It came out of the bag. A shirt was also in the bag. Guess what? I ate that Taco Bell. Oh, I love Taco Bell.
There was a sweaty headband in her food, in the bag.
I chewed that motherfucker up and swallowed because I love Taco Bell.
Oh, no. Amber, really, really, really. You thought that she was a fan of, you know, where Cheesecake Factory. This woman loves Taco Bell. She really does.
Oh, my God. Never ask me to choose between Taco Bell and the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
I'll explode. Also, we live in America. I don't have to choose. I can bring some Taco Bell to the Cheesecake Factory.
Okay, so you
put
really...
this in a salad.
Okay, so then McDonald's has to be your three. Because you moved Dairy Queen up. You moved Dairy Queen up. And then that was the only space left for you. You only had McDonald's. So this is Amber's list. And it's completely wrong. Taco Bell, Dairy Queen, McDonald's, Popeyes, Burger King. Mine is absolutely right. A lot of people agree with this, like Melanie Griffith, Al Roker, President Obama.
Why are these who you're thinking
Mr.
of?
Rogers.
Melanie Griffith.
Everybody. Joe Pesci agrees with this. Thor, not the guy who plays Thor, but the real Thor.
Wow.
Yeah. And there's a couple other people, but it's not coming to me. But those are the celebrities.
Wow.
That agree. Anyway, it is Dairy Queen, number one. Burger King, number two.
Number two.
Taco Bell, number three. Popeyes, number four. And I don't even do chicken like that, guys. And then McDonald's.
Wow.
Greasy ass McDonald's.
Wow.
Couldn't
be wronger.
Could squeeze a McDonald's burger like this and you're going to get a vat of grease. What you do with that grease, that's your business.
Put it on your
elbows, your knees, and put it the rest in your hair. It's going to moisturize you, but it's not great.
Guys, we have to wrap up this podcast. Let's look at the time. Oh my God, we've been talking forever. Okay, but here are some honorable mentions, are regional.
Okay.
Regional fast food honorable mentions.
Okay.
Best pizza in the entire world
is Godfather's. Okay, and I will fight you. Call in, write in. We'll fight a human being.
Step to me with that shit. I was on some show called Pizza Wars. Mm-hmm. And the main guy is like a New York pizza guy. Mm-hmm. And I walked right up to his stupid face.
And punched him in the nose.
I love him so bad. And I was like, New York pizza is trash.
It is.
It's a piece of cardboard that is slightly moist with fucking two little bits of cheese on it. It's trash.
Nothing.
Meanwhile, you eat a piece of Godfather's pizza, you don't need to eat for the rest of the day.
You will learn another language. You will see God. Your face will clear up. You'll be able to do one backflip. Only after you take the bite.
Choose it wisely.
People don't know.
Another honorable mention is Broncos. I don't know what places have Broncos.
Only in Omaha.
Is it only in Omaha?
I'm pretty sure it's only in Omaha.
Godfather's pizza. Broncos is the best.
Guys, you're going to have to travel now to Omaha, Nebraska. No one paid us to say
this. If you drive through Omaha, Nebraska, get a Bronco burger. Man, now that's grease.
Now, you message me on Instagram about Bronco. I'm going to answer. If your title is, I went to Broncos, I message you back and I ain't lying.
That's true.
Good.
Broncos is so good. It is so good. You got to go there. You got to get a Bronco burger. You're going to freaking love it.
Yeah. Broncos helped it. And a lot of people don't know this. Helped in World War II. Well, I'll get into that later.
Wow.
But it just,
wow.
That
so
amazing.
That cowboy, that's real. That's a real cowboy.
He's
lassoing the bomb.
So good.
Okay, so that's it for our honorable mentions. Can you think of any?
No.
Just a real quick something. In-N-Out sucks, but.
White Castle.
Made
me sick. The first time I ate White Castle, I got so sick. I lost 20 pounds.
Oh, wow. So it's White Castle or Ozempic. Take your pick. Guys, please lose weight in a healthy way. Also, you don't need to lose weight. Each one of you, and I can see
you're beautiful,
are more beautiful than the last.
Mm-hmm.
This has been the Amber and Lacey and Amber show. And here are the things we say at the end of the show. Hello, the show is ending.
I don't remember. Noah, write it in the things. I didn't say it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you guys, we have Instagrams. So my Instagram is probably Amber Ruffin. I don't know. And it's probably Amber Ruffin at Instagram.net.
And mine is Lacey Lamar 1.
Yay.
Send me a message, but don't show your penis.
Don't send her a message.
Don't do that.
I don't like that. I don't want you talking.
But also rate and review the show.
Yay. Rate it good.
Yeah.
And then
we'll send you a Godfather's pizza.
We'll send you one fucking Godfather's pizza.
And a message from Melanie Griffin.
What? God damn it. Bye, you guys. We love you so bad.
Bye.
Oh.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
Get in zone.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.